night. Getting back to the crash site. Going to the temple. Reacquaint myself yet again with the fact that every time I try to find cheaper gas, the cheapest gas is always at the Shell station, right by Del Taco in Los Lunas. Taco Tuesday. Three value tacos. $2.16. Then I go to the Lowe's grocery store. Berlin. Get the huge bag of popcorn. Trying to get bananas, but they were sold out of them. And here we are. Somebody's riding my tail as usual because I'm not going fast enough for them. Anyway. Gotta go for it here. Go around me. You want me to go around me? Uh-oh. How slow am I going to go before you finally get the idea? We'll do it. Elder Nemro, my Sam, wanted to let everybody know that before the endowment session tonight, and he gave me my new name. Mission President spoke very, very highly of him. The temple matron, she spoke even more highly of him. Well, it was a good thing. So anyway, radio's working pretty well. Technical net on the UHF repeater in Socorro. And I was a good 40 miles off. So I was a little hard to hear, but they could hear me. That's great. And then a little personal repeater in Albuquerque. They were having a trivia game, and I tried to answer a few of them and got them wrong, but they can hear me. It gives me hope that I got a program right. By the Dollar General and Veguita. It's the closest store to where I am. It's a crash site. About, like crow flies, maybe not more than 2 miles, but probably about 10 miles by the roads I take. There's a little real whelp of a store that might be slightly closer. On the way to out here. But they don't keep very decent hours, and I'm never going in that direction. The prices are a bunch better at the Dollar General and the selection. A little bit of everything. guys still stand behind me pretty tenaciously. Usually by now, people would have turned off. Los Nutrias. Just a little settlement in my backyard. Well, after 10 o'clock, it's always trying to beat the clock to get to the Lowe's in Berlin before 10, because that's when they close. Anyway, always seem to make it. Just barely. Coming up on the New Mexico Boys Ranch. It owns the land just over the barbed wire fence from me. The first winter, I was trying to sleep in the blister. I need this bell. I'd only had it up for maybe 2 or 3 weeks. Big wind came, picked it right up, threw it over this fence. But I found it. Back together again. It took me a couple of days because I was back to work. But I got done. The blister is just for storage. Although I finally found what I needed, which was a much thicker woven, not quite transparent, but certainly translucent. Tarp material. Good price, too. But the boat's a lot better. Out of time. Things I don't have to worry about because there's a boat. That's okay. That's all right. lost my tail. They turned off, because they always do. Nobody goes down this far. Highway 3, what am I on, 304? Junction with US Highway 60. Which is my morning commute. Oh. 36 miles to mountain there from here. Little chunk of civilization. Every time I leave to go home to Lisa. Mountain air is where I fuel up. This gave me a pretty good price. Alright. I used to go to, Escobar, relatively major dirt street. Make a couple of turns to get back to my place. But then I noticed that Cody's wife, girlfriend, whatever. I guess they have a kid there because they, about 6 o'clock in the morning, they come here to Fierro Circle, which is where I'm turning right now. Onto the dirt road. Now they've got an SUV, and I knew that this particular road goes down into a wash and comes back out, and it's really sandy down there. You have to hit it pretty you have to be determined to get across it. Timid people will probably get themselves stuck. They don't drive through it like a crazy man, sometimes I do. But typically I don't. Anyway, the crash site's actually in a bit of a depression. And so it really can't be seen from anywhere. And I mean, you can get pretty close to it, and you still can't see it. All of a sudden, boom, there's the blister in the boat. And a real blessing to my way of thinking. Here's the law. I'm kind of concerned. Back in the back. Not sure exactly what to think of it. I think we're supposed to have a lunar eclipse here the next couple of nights. We're just coming out of a new moon. Barely a little crescent, but yeah, the crescent looks a little subdued. Now that might be haze from the fires in New Mexico, in our area, but it might be. Was an eclipse, because the Earth gets between the Sun and the Moon, right? Isn't that the way it is? So by nature, if you were having a good eclipse, it'd be a full moon. But it's not even close to a full moon, so I'm not exactly sure what this eclipse is supposed to sound like. So, I don't know. There's supposed to be a pretty good meteor shower here in a couple of weeks. I'm going to have a bit of a vacation here pretty shortly. Around my birthday, strangely enough, but okay. Alright. I mean, a real live radio now. A good one, too. I'm so impressed. I got you. So I should lock this up. Apparently, the lock's in the annex on a timer, and I guess if the timing gets off, then it locks earlier, and people like Sam and I, and I'm not sure who else exactly, has to live with the fact that
If you don't change clothes, or it changes clothes. Definitely. I'm going to take this out. Stick it in my pocket. I don't know how the sound quality is going to be here. I'll put that on pretty shortly. My other shoes. Oh, it'd be pretty safe to walk out here barefoot. You wouldn't think so, but it's really nothing. There's more things to get wound up in. Goat head and grass bird. Some different kinds of things out here. But what you do have, big and obvious. Wait, what are you doing here? That could very well be something. I can't even explain what it sure looks like on there. Oh. There's a big clouds are covering the underground. So it's really looking kind of obscured. The clouds are covering. When I look up, I don't have a lot of stars. I can see some. I can see some. Just enough to do it. I know it'd be more presentable to do it to turn off the thing before I do it. I might still be okay. Apparently the missionaries challenge everybody to record stuff in a journal. But if you've written this down, you go, I don't write a journal anymore. In fact, I rarely did when I was younger. I don't. If I do an audio journal. In the old days, I used to do it on tapes. I did a whole bunch of tapes when I was on my mission, but the cassettes didn't weather things, so I don't think I have any of those. with the bathroom, but I'm gonna go ahead and stop this recording. It's 10:30. Certainly time for bed. And put this up. Yeah, anybody can listen to it if they want to. Talk to you later. Bye.